turn together to make a big impact eventually. But if you bite them all off in one, it might be too big. So, but certainly the expressway, whether it's the infra grant, if we go for that, we don't get that, we go to the governor's cost share, try that. I think there's a lot of ways forward.
And the airport's another important link to all of that. That all works together as a system.
There have been some very positive things behind the scenes, and everybody will know about that.
Amen.
How much are those right-of-ways going to cost?
It was projected to be 2.7.
Yeah. Well, that's the important part, I would think.
Some of it.
A lot of it, I think.
On our end of it, we own a big chunk of it, and then Poindexter is the next one, and he said, if we'll take some spoils and fill in a little ravine so that he can have an extra buildable lot, he'll donate the right-of-way in return for that. So, I mean, there's a little bit of that in-kind work to help the private guys. You know, it may be something like a stock pond out someplace, or maybe under the road crossings for livestock. Those kinds of things can make a big difference in whether or not they want a bunch of money for it or whether they would take an improvement on their behalf. And I think all of that stuff can happen. And I think right now everybody's got a pretty good relationship in that, which also hasn't always been the case. Hollister Schools are on board. That's a big chunk there.
Yeah, I think Devin going to meet with each one donor definitely helped all of that. It's a real team effort. I think that everybody did a great job in the county, the cities.
Well, if you went to your open houses, Devin was part of it, Commissioner Wyatt, it took everybody to have these long-term relationships benefit. And any of these big projects like this is a confidence thing. You got to have trust. If the landowners don't trust you, if the voters don't trust you, it can't happen. But I think we've got that right now, and it'd be a shame to lose that through whatever means, elections, change in economic climate, any of that. We've got a great chance to get this working, and we got a good package. If we just, you know, tune it up for each particulars of this. We've got a whole platoon of people out there ready to write letters again or change the dates on the one they got and move forward. The other thing is, this is just me saying this, but I believe with the Springfield $20 million, whatever, the trail grant, improved grant, whatever they call that thing, the other federal legislators knew, they feel in their bones, that this is interesting, very interesting. And they are willing to get on board. And I won't say necessarily, they're not saying right or wrong, but they're saying even the level of playing field. And I think we shouldn't waste that either. So Senator Hawley, and in communications, I really believe he could be a strong advocate.
He is.
For this. And he's got a couple of little things in this impeachment stuff in Washington that have raised his visibility in a positive way.
He's getting some good play.
And I'm sure that there would be folks wanting to repay his kindness. And Congressman Long has always been really strong supporter.
Yes, yes, he has. I have not had a ton of interaction with him, but I was very impressed when he came down. The city of Hollister hosted him. He was very engaged. He asked a lot of questions. I thought that I was very impressed by him genuinely caring and wanting to do his part to try to help us.
So we don't want to waste those opportunities. I think it's every chance we get, we try it, and who knows? Get enough base hits, you hit a home run sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
So if that's old business, then I don't have any new business. So I'll take care of two of those.
All right. Hey, Devin, do you have any updates for us?
Right now, we're still currently cleaning up from all the major rain events. involved a lot of debris and a lot of pavement removal and ditch cleaning, but we're probably 80% through that. And also we're doing our chip and seal prep for 74 miles of road to resurface this year. And as I promised back in November, I did finally get a meeting with MoDOT, and Jason had went also. When the meeting was over on the turn lane for Kirbyville, it seemed like they were very positive about the project. We got to get numbers, whether it be contractor numbers and what Taney County's force could go in there and do it for, and take those numbers back to them. And, you know, if we can get their agreeance on it, then I'll go to the commission and give them all the numbers and what MoDOT's willing to do and go from there. But it did seem pretty positive in the end. You got anything to add to that, Jason?
They all agreed that they thought that the turn lanes and the buses were 100% needed. Then the debate came, who pays for it or how does it get done? That was the only debate. There was not a debate to do it or not do it. They were in full support. So that's good there. At least that crossed for sure. Second hurdle is they've gotten pushback over the years with higher-ups not letting the county forces or any forces that aren't contractors do any work on county or on MoDOT routes. And so they were pretty honest that they get a lot of pushback from higher-ups on that. And so we agreed to come up with some pretty good numbers for what it would take to have a contractor do it and what Devin would be willing to do it for, and to show the disparity in those two numbers. And hopefully that would outweigh their thoughts. If they were to have a contractor do it, then one of those would be decidedly higher. And then they kind of lean towards wanting to do it through the safety improvement money or a cost share in the future. We're wanting to do it in a more immediate time frame, number one. And then number two, we're trying to get the county to be able to do the manual labor on it, like they've done before on MoDOT routes, which I've been very successful on. So we made that argument. They understood that argument. They said, well, we got a lot of bureaucracy. We understand that. And so they said, but we all agreed we want to do this project somehow. We'd have to get the right people to sign off on it, get us these numbers, and we'll run it up the ladder and see what we can do. Can't guarantee anything, but we can. You guys make a very valid point, a very good argument. And so that's kind of what
I have a question. So are they saying, because your comment about that they don't like county forces to work on state routes, that's not exactly true if you're paid, the county's paying for the improvement. They'll issue a permit to do the work. But that was my understanding. If you guys paid for it, they'll issue the permit, and that's less of a concern. If you want them to pay for part of it, and you guys do the work.
If it comes down to it, and then I go to the commission, and they approve me to do it, my part was going to be providing the material, providing the labor and the equipment to do it, and MoDOT provide the material.
Right. But that was my understanding too. Is that's where they have concern, is that they have money, and versus if you 100% paid for the cost between the county and the school, whomever, yes, and did the work, they have no problem issuing a permit for the construction to be on the state route. It's that state money is being used. Yeah, and they're not hired, not going through their process.
And then they wanted to include their maintenance people, if they can classify as a maintenance operation, was the other question they had internally. So they wanted to run the quantities by the maintenance, because if they can just put them in their maintenance bid as items, then they could basically sneak it through without anything. That was where we kind of left it. We owe them all the paperwork. We're going to get it done in the next couple weeks, send it back to them, have Devin price it up, use the MoDOT bid prices. It'll show those two disparities, and then move forward with that and make our argument for that. Yeah, they were very clear. Somebody just wanted to write a check for the entire amount,
right,
but they were willing to let anybody do whatever they wanted.
I know, but when you said they have a hard time with forces doing work, I was like, no, they don't. You just have to pay for all the work. So they're more than willing for you to pay for work.
Yeah, but the numbers that were through around that day, 1.2 on their end,
right,
compared to my end of 200.
Right, yeah, because they have to pay prevailing wage. I mean, they have to follow a lot more regulations.
The other thing with this argument that they use is bankrupt. We've had this argument before. If they buy the asphalt, it doesn't matter whether the contractor uses the asphalt or whether they use the asphalt. They're still buying the asphalt. They're just saving a heck of a lot of money on, and we all agree, prevailing wage adds 20% for sure. Just as, it's probably worse than that. But there's more to it than that. It's the administrative fees, it's the profit margin, it's all that. Taxpayers already have a capable investment and a workforce. Why would you not let them use it? Well, that's a question that's probably larger than our group to answer. But so anyway, there's...
We did have a positive meeting overall, though. Sure. We had it with Chad and with...
Frank.
Mm-hmm. And so they were very positive, strong support of the project. And now we're just trying to figure out the best methods to allow it all to happen. They recognize the need for the turn lanes for the school buses, so they're very clear on that.
Commissioner, go ahead.
But I put it on tape and asked her on Monday, this Monday, and knowing all this other, and our immediate engineer's stand is still that we should not be using county funds to go against the private sector, like she said the highway did not use funds to go, that's why they only do maintenance.
That's her opinion. Unfortunately, she felt the need to attend about 20 minutes of our hour and a half meeting and was not involved in the second half of it.
Sucks to be her.
She didn't come to my meeting. Sorry.
She did.
Yeah, she left for my meeting.
that's one person. That's not the ultimate person who makes those decisions.
The meeting totally
right
changed.
Right now.
And I will say, there are some of our staff and just in general that are against you doing your own work like Devin does right now. That's not their decision. And so you cannot like something, but if we follow the rules that are outlined and go through the proper channels.
There's something that we didn't do very well in our last go around. Maybe you may have to help me with the former district engineer.
Travis.
Okay. We didn't have a relationship with Travis.
Right.
Well, in your defense, Travis never really invested in that.
Okay. My point to that was that was a man on his way up, and he just needed this button touched, and so he kept on going. We need to make a concerted effort to get a relationship built, because over the years, as we've had relationships with Dale Ricks, Kirk Taranis, all of these people, Becky Balls, those were very positive in our favor, and that steps across some of these issues with one personality or another. That gets rid of that. And we, shame on us, and last time, shame on me, because I didn't lean on it hard enough to get him down here and get him to learn who we were. So this time, new guy is
Steve Campbell
seems to have a different investment and came from a different place, a different work connection, engagement with the process. So we need to work on him, get him down here, spend a little time, come to one of these meetings, go to a partners meeting, go out and do some site visits on these badly needed places. See the video. I'll bet you he's never seen the video of the expressway. Sit down and do that kind of stuff and have at the table maybe a few elected officials, some other folks that he recognizes. I did stop when I was in Jeff City last Wednesday. I just ran across by luck in the hallway Director McKenna. Had a little talk with him about what we were doing there, stumping for, and we truly were stumping for transportation funding, exactly what he was doing there.
He spent all day Thursday morning, 5 hours in the budget committee to defend US funding.
Now, there's two things that are key in that.